episode 497, Eating with a Scarcity Mindset.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day, sweet women of impact. I pray that your week has been marvelous. I pray that it's been full of joy. And today is your day. Your day to shine so brightly. So you got your smile on, wink on too. Come on, get it going there, because you know what? You rock the world with your smile. And you are absolutely contagious when you smile. So be sure to put that smile on. That's one thing you never leave home without. You know, we talk about and we laugh about having our mascara or our eyeliner on and a little bit of gloss. No, never leave home without your smile. Okay, that was bonus today, because today we're talking food. Yes, are you ready for food? Eating with a scarcity mindset. We are talking food, and I love food. You love food too, right? Okay, so you got to stay tuned. But first, we have to give out a huge shout out to all of our new friends around here at Create Your Now. Welcome to the family. It's a delight that you're here. You warm my heart with your presence. And if you want to know more information about what we do here at Create Your Now, head on over to createyournow.com. Also, be sure to click on that little I on your podcast app. There you will find the show notes, or you can get them also at createyournow.com. And in there, you will find a link to our Facebook group. It is a private closed group. All you have to do is request to join. It's Women of Impact. Feel free to search it out. But if you click on that link, it takes you there that much faster. And I will approve your request. We have an amazing group of women in there, and it's growing. You can invite your friends who you feel, if they fit into Women of Impact and you feel like, yeah, this woman would be awesome in our group and it would be great, then you're welcome to invite people too. This is not just for people who listen to the podcast. It's open to anyone. So we've got to get into the real talk today. And our chat today is eating with a scarcity mindset. I don't know about you, but food and me, well, I have a love-hate relationship with it. Preferably, I love it, but it doesn't necessarily like me, or I should say my body doesn't like it. One of these days, I will sit down with you, and probably here within the next few weeks, give you a little bit of background more about my story and the struggles that I have gone through. Many of you may not know, but I was over 210 pounds before I decided to lose weight, and I lost over 75 pounds and have since kept it off. Now, I have gone through some ups and downs, not gaining all of it back. However, I have tried out some few things in my body, because my body is so sensitive. So that's a time for a couple other episodes, but I will be sharing little bits and pieces with you, because I think it's important we understand who we are within not only our mind, but our body. And our body is key, because if we don't have a strong, healthy body, combining it with a strong, healthy mind and a strong, healthy spirit, well, ultimately, we are not living. We are slowly dying and decaying. And I know you, as a woman of impact, that's the last thing on your to-do list, right? So what is eating with a scarcity mindset? What does it really mean? How many of you have ever overindulged in some food because you were told you can't have it after today? Yeah, everybody's raising their hand, including me. Yes, mine is like really high. That's eating with a scarcity mindset. Think about it. When you are, you know, about ready to begin a diet, and diet, I mean, we're talking in terms of limiting your food intake or the types of food you can have. You begin to eat everything that's on the not list first, right before. So let's say, when do you start your diet? Everybody starts a diet on Monday. It seems to be the favorite day. I don't know why. Oh, I do know why. Monday is because, oh, it's a new fresh start. And if I just start Monday, everything will be great. I don't have to worry about it. It's a clean slate. Well, you know what? Every day you wake up, every moment that you have is a fresh start. So zap that excuse of I have to start something on Monday, and know right now that I can start it the next decision that I make, that next meal that I want to partake in. But when we're eating with a scarcity mindset, We are eating because we can't have something. And so we overindulge in it. And when we overindulge in it, we overeat. You see, we tend to overindulge to the degree of deprivation. So when we can't have something on our not eating list, our not to eat list, okay, our not eat, get it? Our not to eat list, we increase our amount of how much we eat of it by saying we can't have it. Does that make sense? So we tend to overindulge the degree of deprivation. And if we can't have it, we're like, okay, well, it's Sunday night. So Sunday night, okay, Monday, I'm going to be a good girl. So I'm going to make sure I get in all of it now. I've got to eat, oh, that pizza. Oh, my gosh. That homemade lasagna. Yeah, so I've got to have that and the pizza. And then I've got, oh, Mom brought over that fresh banana nut bread, and I can't eat any more bread. So I've got to have some of that. And the chocolate cake that I just picked up from the store is my favorite. It's so moist. Oh, next thing you know, you're sitting on the sidelines going, I don't believe I ate the whole thing. Eating with a scarcity mindset is forcing you to indulge in things at times that really you don't need to. Why? Because you've been told you can't have it. We operate our lives in the scarcity mindset. This just doesn't have to deal with food. That's just something we're focusing on today. It could be with finances. It could be with relationships. I mean, it can be with things like beer, drugs, all of that stuff, okay? But today we're focusing on food, okay? Actual food that we need for nourishment. Now, I said before that my body is very sensitive to food. I have a love-hate relationship with it. I do, because there are some foods that I love, but my body hates. And I really absolutely enjoy all foods. And I would love to eat all the foods there are, but I can't. That's my body. Your body, on the other hand, may be able to handle foods that I can't, but maybe you can't handle as many of those foods. Okay, so for example, maybe you're a sweet tooth. You have a heavy sweet tooth. And, you know, whether it's candies or chocolate cakes or baked goods, cookies, anything like that, you're just like, already you're just kind of salivating, right? Are you drooling yet like my rhino does? He just sits there and I hold like a piece of bacon and he's just like all drools. I haven't even given him a taste. But when you have that craving, kind of that addiction, that draw to, because you've been told you can't have it. And this comes from your history. How you were brought up in life, how you were raised, then how you became and matured as an adult, the decisions that you made, and then as you began to have a family and the decisions that you made there. All of this huge eating history is all about how you operate with eating with a scarcity mindset. If your mom told you that, nope, honey, you cannot have dessert unless you finish and clean up your plate, then no matter how much food you have on your plate and you want that dessert bad enough, you're going to stuff yourself to the point of being uncomfortable, maybe even being sick, just so you can have that piece of cake. We operate under scarcity mindset, and this can be debilitating to not only to the mind, to the spirit, but to your body. It can wreak havoc on it. You see, having a scarcity mindset, you are giving your control away, including your willpower. Willpower can come and go. We're only so strong for so long. And then we have to use other tools and other strategies to push through. Some would say, oh, but man, if you got enough grit, you can do that willpower through it. No, you can't, because what happens is if you have enough on the naughty list, and you can't eat it, and you're not supposed to, and you end up in a room at Disney World filled with chocolatiers and the homemade chocolates, do you think you can stand in there and resist all the different sweets? I think not. You will begin to indulge yourself, and then it will become overindulgent. and you will eat to the degree of your deprivation. So let's say you haven't had it for a month. You're going to be really feeling yucky by the end of it because you're like, oh, I haven't had this in forever. I got to have this. I got to have that. Can you relate? I sure can. I used to operate under that mindset. Oh my gosh, I'm going to start something new on Monday. And so, oh man, I've got to make sure that I've got this, 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 and this. And if I don't eat it, number one, it's going to go bad. I don't want to waste food. So I'm doing myself a favor by eating it because not everybody else is going to eat it. And oh, this one is my favorite food. So I have to have this. Oh, and I know I can't have this for at least 4 weeks. So I am going to enjoy this right now and I'm going to eat it till it's gone. And I can't have any form of chips and I'm a crunchy eater. So I want that. Oh, I want my favorite chips in there and I'm going to get them and I'm going to enjoy every salty crunch. We do this. We're eating with a scarcity mindset. Not only does this destroy your body from the inside out and also from the outside in, because this is one way of how we begin to wreck our body types, meaning our metabolism, how our body actually functions. How is your body functioning today? How do you eat? Do you eat chasing the foods you can't have? Or do you eat running after the foods you can have? Well, guess what? There is a way to get out of this trap of eating with a scarcity mindset. And that is, how do you eat, nourish, and enjoy food away from that scarcity mindset? You, here's your kiss, develop an abundance mindset for nourishment. Develop an abundance mindset for nourishment. So what does that really mean? Well, we know scarcity is the lack of or being in short supply or not having it at all. So you know you can't operate with it. So that naughty list, that I can't eat it list is like, okay, you can't have bread. You can't have ice cream. You can't have, let's say, even say dairy. You can't have any form of boxed cereal. You can't have granola. Okay. These are just things I'm listing here for pretend. Your list may be totally different. So whatever that naughty list is, you begin to operate and say, okay, well, I can't have this, but all right, fine. So, oh, but you know what? Okay, I get to have this. I'm enjoying this salad. Oh, it's so much fun. Yes, but what I really want are those chips that I can't have on my naughty list. What I really want is that ice cream that just, oh my gosh, I can taste it now. What I really want is that homemade bread with special butter. That's what I really want, but I have to sit here and I have to eat my turkey and my salad, and I'm not enjoying this. You see, our focus all becomes on what? The naughty list, what we can't have. So we are operating under scarcity, that lack of. But when you develop an abundance mindset for your nourishment, for your nutrition, you begin to understand that you have an abundance, a very large quantity. You're not working from the naughty list. You're working from the enjoyment list. I can have this. I love this. So you begin running after the foods that you can enjoy. A synonym for abundance is plentifulness or bountifulness. I love those two words. They're just beautiful. In fact, reading the Bible, I find those words a lot. Bountifulness, plentifulness. They just sound like a blessing. That's what an abundance mindset is working from blessings, working from what you can have. That doesn't mean you're going to overindulge in what you can have, but it allows yourself to enjoy it instead of working from I can't. And that's where we're stuck in scarcity. So let me give you 5 ways to develop an abundance mindset for your nourishment. Here we go. Number one, give yourself permission to live with no absolutes. Big one. That's a big number one. Give yourself permission to live with no absolutes. It's kind of almost like a double negative, isn't it? No absolutes. We do this. I can never have dairy again. I can never eat sugar again. I can never have bread again. I can never eat pasta again. I can never, never, never. Number one, never is an absolute, and it will come back to haunt you. Don't use the word never. Say, I choose not to have. I choose to not partake in. I have decided not to eat this. Big difference. Don't sit here and live with absolutes, because when you begin to live with absolutes, you put yourself what? Back into the scarcity mindset, saying you can't have something. And you're automatically, when you're telling yourself that, that's all you're going to think about. The mind goes there. Think about it. You can't have a new pair of jeans, so the only thing you think about is buying that new pair of jeans. You can't have that new purse that you saw on sale, though. You just can't have it, but that's all you think about. Man, I should have gotten that. Why didn't I get that purse? It was on sale, but I didn't get it, but I can't get it, but I wanted it. I mean, that's all you think about. I want a new car, but I can't have a new car. That's all you think about. So give yourself permission to live with no absolutes. Number two, set healthy boundaries. And these are healthy boundaries for your wants and your needs. You need to meet both of them. So in order to be and feel successful, to feel like you are living and you're alive and you're not living in deprivation all the time saying, I can't have this, you want to be able to set healthy boundaries, wants and needs. That's something that only you can answer. Now, if you were working with me, of course, I would help you with that, okay? We would walk through that. And there are some actual steps in finding out what works for your body. But my wants and needs are going to be different from your wants and needs. There are some generalizations. You know, don't overeat on the sugar, period. Sugar is not good for the body as a whole. I know some of you might be freaking out on me. That's okay. Freak out on me. But we are over-sugarized in this world, and especially here in the United States. We really are. And it's very, very sad. And that is definitely for another episode. But that's one thing, you know, too many sugars. We overindulge and we drink too many soft drinks, too much processed foods, okay? We need to add in. So the needs might be more vegetables. I'm adding in maybe one or two fruits a day because maybe you're already eating a couple fruits a day. And your wants maybe, I want some sweets in there. I want my chocolate, but maybe it's not good that I have it all the time. So what's my boundaries for being able to have my chocolate? Okay. That's what I mean by setting healthy boundaries. Number three, change your language. You have to change your language. Example, I can't to, I'm not craving it. I'll pass. Actually, I'm really not interested today. Whether you're saying that to a person or whether you're saying that in your own mind, and you can say it out loud too. I talk to myself. It's okay. My son the other day, it was only him and I in the room, and it was in our big area. I was in the kitchen and he was sitting in our living room, which is really more of the family room. It's all open concept. And so I hear him over there talking and I really wasn't sure. I had the water going. I was doing some stuff and making noise in the kitchen. And I said, "Hun, did you ask me something?" He goes, "Oh no, Mom, I'm just talking to myself just like you do." And I just laughed. So guess what? It's okay to verbalize out loud. It's okay. Change your language. Verbalize it. Tell yourself. Tell other people. Don't say I can't or no, I'm not supposed to eat this on my diet. No. If you're looking at this from a lifestyle perspective, then you can't say I can't have it. You need to change your language. I enjoy this instead. Or I'll take some chocolate and berries instead of the processed chocolate cake. You don't have to say it that way. But I'll take some of the real chocolate and some raspberries and blueberries instead of having the chocolate cake, you know, that's been processed and I don't know exactly what's in it, et cetera. Okay? So change your language. Number four, establish an enjoyment plan. This is very important. And we've kind of already talked about this a little bit. This is enjoyment versus scarfing. So enjoy versus scarfing. When you know you can't have something up to a certain point or after a certain point. So let's say Monday's coming around the corner and oh my goodness, it's my new diet and I'm starting it. And I know I can't have any of this stuff. It's all taken off my plan. So you begin to eat the days before and you're scarfing down what you know you can't have. That's, again, working the scarcity mindset. You've got to change your mindset to the abundance mindset. And how you do that is you'd establish an enjoyment plan. What can I have? And how can I enjoy those? How can I make that more of my focus than what I can't have? I mentioned to you earlier about how I love food, but food hates my body, or my body hates my food. Yeah. My body hates food or certain foods. Anyway, confusing for me. It's just a love-hate relationship. I've just kind of, you know, I've accepted it. And it's okay. And actually, I believe it's a hidden blessing from God. Not exactly sure why I have, he's given me a couple ideas and points on that. But I do know that for my body, I have to eat a certain way. And so there's a lot of things on my can't list. But believe it or not, I don't focus on my can't list. If you were to walk into my pantry right now, you would see a plethora of everything from box cereals to pasta to white flour to processed breads in there, from white breads to grained breads to granola to, let's see, canned vegetables. Oh my goodness, what else is in there? I mean, everything. Chips, okay? Bagged popcorn. I know you're freaking out now, aren't you? But the thing is I can walk in that pantry and not eat any of it. And in fact, I don't eat any of it because I can't eat any of it. But you see, I have other people in my family. And so I set myself up for success, and I have developed an enjoyment plan. And so there are things that, well, maybe I can't overindulge. Some of you may have experienced diets that allow you to have one cheat meal a week, or maybe a cheat, you can cheat one day, okay? I'll hold my thoughts on that for a later episode. But when you're looking at those cheat meals or a cheat day, then you're beginning to overindulge, okay? For me personally, I cannot do that with my body. I may be able to have a bite of something, but literally foods have I have such a sensitivity to them that it can throw my body off, and it doesn't like it, and it has very strange reactions. Now, if I'm okay with having that reaction after I eat that food, then I may choose to eat it. But I don't beat myself up afterwards when I'm feeling like CRAP. Okay? There's a difference. So you have to establish an enjoyment plan. So for me personally, I sit here and say, okay, I may enjoy my chocolates, but I don't eat chocolate every single day. So I eat real chocolate at a dark chocolate at a particular percentage, and I only allow myself so much. That's on my enjoyment plan. But it's not something I partake in every single day. At the same time, I may enjoy something like a steak. And maybe I enjoy a steak once in a while, but it's not something I eat every single day. Make sense? So I can have foods and I can enjoy them, but I'm not doing it from a scarfing perspective, meaning that I'm working the scarcity. I'm working from my I can't have, my naughty list, okay? So establish an enjoyment plan. Number 5, take aim. You know, action ignites motivation. Put it into practice. All of this. In order to develop an abundance mindset, you got to put all of this into practice. It's going to take time. It's going to take energy. It may take a coach. You may be saying, what do I do here when I said take aim? That should flag you right now. You need to go sign up for the AIM Academy. Sign up meaning just so you can get the inside scoop. You want to be on the inside scoop, I promise you. This is something that you may have never seen before, and it's going to blow your mind. It really is. It's going to be, I pray, a blessing to a lot of you. And so you want to sign up for the AIM Academy. You are not committing to anything. The only thing you're doing is saying, I want more information. That's it. So go to Create Your Now. And there's this little, I think it's the third slide that comes over, and it's the AIM Academy. Or you could just search for the AIM Academy. And I'll put it in the show notes too. Click on the link. Sign up for the AIM Academy, because in order to take AIM, this is going to help you with that. How to put it into practice. What to do. Stop working in the scarcity mindset. You're not a little mouse running around trying to get anything and everything, all the crumbs that you can't have. But that's what you're searching for. That's what you go for all the time when you're operating and eating with a scarcity mindset. Stop it. It's destroying you. You're inside out to outside in. in order to be your best selfie and to give more and to serve better and to be a woman of impact, you have got to develop that abundance mindset for your nourishment. It's going to take time, but I promise you it'll be worth your energy in the long run. You will gain more energy from it. You will feel more alive and more vibrant, and there will be just this glow about you. People will be saying, whoa, what are you doing there, Sue? You're walking around with this halo on your head. Crystal, I've never seen you like this. Oh my goodness, Tiffany, you're gorgeous. And Carla, wow. You will be noticed just by making the switch from scarcity to abundance. Think about it. I know we've gone long today, but this is a topic that is tough to talk about. And we're going to have more of these deeper discussions, going deeper into what we need to do. And that's the whole importance, too, of why you want to sign up for the AIM Academy. And you definitely want to come in and join us on the Facebook group. There's some fun things that are being developed in there. And it's a bunch of an amazing, incredible group of women. I love each of them in there dearly. And I want to be able to meet you and serve you more. And when I can do that, this is one way I can do it. And it gives you an opportunity to directly interact with me too. So know that I'm here. Go out today and don't think about your I can't list. Don't think about, oh my gosh, I can't have this. Start saying, I can have this. Where's my enjoyment plan? I get to enjoy all the goodness from here. Go out and be abundant today and smile so you radiate nothing but awesomeness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.